Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Let's go. So y'all left some people back at home. You left some people back at home. And they're going to expect you to walk in the door like the person you was when you left. But the only thing you need to do is when you get to the door, step into the joy of the Lord.
As she said there at the end, there's some people that are expecting you to walk into 2021 the same way that you were in 2020. But I am here today to encourage you that we're going to start off this year with joy. This is still the first month of the year. We're just now 14 days in to 2021. And guess what? It's not going to be a continuation of 2020. So I really need you to leave 2020 where it is. Just make a separation right now to say 2020 was what 2020 was. Now 2021 is going to be something totally different. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what don't change, even if the pandemic don't leave, even if the pandemic don't change, I'm going to change. And that's what we have to do on today. So today it's about stepping into that joy, because what did he say? The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I think that we forget about that sometimes. So before I get started, y'all know who I am. I am Pastor V over here in cold, icy Milwaukee. Man, we about to get some serious ice, rain, snow and everything else, but I thank God because our weather has been good thus far, but when it finally catches up with us, it catches up with us. So I'm thanking God again for being here with you guys yet another year. Number one, another month. Number two, another broadcast. God has just been doing some awesome things and some great things. He's changed my schedule, my sleep schedule, and please forgive me that I do try my hardest to jump in on the broadcast, but for some reason I'm up at between 3:30 and 4 a.m., and most of the time I'm in bed by 8 o'clock. So I say I'm on old people's time now. Before it was where I couldn't sleep and going to bed like at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and getting up at 6:30. Now it's going to bed early. And so I believe that, you know, it's just been the shift. Is, you know, I'm 50 now. So it's that change of life and season for a woman. And my sleep pattern has changed. But just know that I am still here with you guys. Just know that I am still praying with you guys, still love you guys. And none of that has changed at all. So just pray my strength that, you know, my sleep pattern gets a little bit better. So, but I have some energy for you on tonight. Yeah, I had to drink a little tea to do that. But I have some energy for you on tonight. And what I really want to talk to you about is I want my joy back. I want my joy back and how we're going to step into that. And there's some steps that need to be taken in order to have that. And again, we look at that word joy and we think that that word joy is about being giddy, giddy, happy, happy, everything is good, you know, running through the daisies and the lilies and joy means that, you know what, I am at this point in my life where Paul said, I learned to be abased and I learned to be abound. At this moment in time, no matter what is going on, I know God got me. So I'm resting in that. I have joy in knowing that I have a whole heavenly host working on my behalf on whatever situation I face. I have a Father and a God that loves me and is never going to leave me, never going to forsake me. I have joy in those things. So again, it's not about having a smile on your face. It's not about being happy and, you know, confetti and balloons. It's about resting in the peace and knowing that God got you. It's about, you know, I'm letting him work that out over there while I just go on and live my life over here. Not my life in that way, but you know what I'm saying? Not carrying the cares and the worries, but we're going to get into that. So, you know, ever since December 31st, New Year's Eve service, I've been singing, you know, songs about joy and the goodness of God. And so, again, the song that you just heard really is titled, This is the Freedom. But, you know, she talks about stepping into the joy of the Lord. And it's something about that word that makes it sound simple, that his joy is freedom. And that's what I'm saying. It's freedom from that worry. It's freedom from that stress. It's freedom from you trying to put your hands on it, your mind on it, your mouth on it. It's that freedom that you need when you walk into the joy. So I don't know how many of y'all have been waiting on being free from some things, but I know I have been hogtied long enough. I have been confused long enough. I have been bound to sin and depression long enough. I've been chained to the ups and downs and the ins and outs of life long enough with no freedom at all in my mind, no freedom of peace and no freedom of joy. So I want my joy back. And I hope there's others that want to walk in that freedom of joy with me on today. So again, the song says to step into the joy of the Lord. What are the steps that we need to take in order to have that joy? So that's what we're going to talk about on today. So if you want to get a pen and paper, if you just want to listen, you can listen. But what I really want to do is I really want to stir you up, and I really want to encourage you on today that God got you. Walk in freedom. Walk in joy. Just let it go. He has, listen, as they say, he's the same God. If you look back over your life, when has God ever not come through for you? No matter what the situation was, when has God ever not opened a door for you? When has God ever not provided for you? When has God ever not brought you through a situation? And we come to this and allow man to put on us a scare tactic and a pandemic and all this other stuff, and you now take your trust out of God and you put your trust in their words. We're not going to do that. And again, like I said, even if the situation does not change, which it will, but if the situation does not change, I still rest in God. You still have to rest in God. So, number one, in order to have this type of joy that I'm talking about, and again, it didn't come easy. Lord knows. I just told you I've been hogtied to a lot of things. I wasn't walking in freedom in my mind, my heart, my emotions, man. I've been bound and tied up for some years. But there comes a time where you seek that freedom, and the freedom is in the joy of God. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to have faith. We hear that word so much. Like, okay, well, I knew she was going to start there. Okay, faith. I already know about faith. Talk about faith. But do you really understand that faith, it says, we already know the scripture, is the substance of things hoped for, which means that when something is a substance, that means it is an ingredient to the manifestation. Okay? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, which means there has to be a hope first in order for faith to activate and become part of the manifestation solution. Okay? I know I said a lot, but what I want you to do is I need you to get that hope back. What is it that you're hoping for? What is it that you're hoping to be free from? What are you hoping to be untied from? What are you hoping for? What do you really need from God, and what do you want him to do? Because again, without that hope and without setting your mind on that hope, can your faith even activate and say, okay, I can do something with that? Okay, you want to be free from your sin, or you want to be free from the depression, you want to be free from this debt, you want to be free from this job, you want to be free. Okay, thank you. You gave me something to work with. Now I'm the substance that's going to help manifest that. So therefore, understand that faith is going to, one, provide you knowledge, it's going to provide you wisdom, and it's going to provide you direction on how to obtain your freedom from whatever it is that you want to be free from, or how to obtain your way out on something that you want to be out from. One thing that you got to realize is that there's a work that you still have to do. We're always looking for God to come and rescue us. We're looking for God to come and do it. We're looking for God to come and snatch it. But what he said, faith without works is dead. How are you going to have faith and then just sit on the couch and do nothing? How are you going to have faith and the doctor said that you know that you're about to be on these diabetic pills or these high blood pressure pills and you don't get up and go to the gym? How are you going to have faith for that business, but you don't get up and go file the papers and do what you need to do? How are you going to, you understand what I'm saying? In order for you're hoping for the business, you're hoping for better health, or you hoping for a job, therefore, again, that hope now faces, okay, let's go do something. You still got to do something. So Mark 11:19 says, when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out into the city. In the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is withered. Jesus saying, have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believe that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That's another part of faith that I need you to understand. Having faith, but you don't see yourself already having that thing, that's not faith then. Part of faith is you have to already see what you're hoping for. How can I break it down? Listen, I'm hoping for a home, okay? But I also have to go look at a home. I have to see. I already have a vision in my mind what I want it to look like. That's what I'm trying to get to. You already know how many bedrooms you need, how many closets you need, how many square footage you need, and all that other stuff. You already see yourself in what it is that you're hoping for. You already see yourself in the home or that business. You already see yourself, you know, painting the storefront and putting this in there and getting the racks or the shelves and this, and how you already see that. That's what faith is. If you have to already put yourself in the position as if you already have it, see it. I always call it this. You meditate on where it is that you want to go. Go there. Get all the energy you need from there. Get the taste, the sight, the smell, the feel. Get all that and bring it back to your now in order to manifest it. You got to be able to see yourself there. Again, faith is not just saying, I have faith. Faith is you actually operating in the realm of the spirit and also in the natural. So you're looking for the joy. So some of us, our joy has become like that fig tree. We have allowed the cares of this life and this world to wither our joy. We forgot. We have the power to overcome circumstances. Instead, we have allowed for it to have power over us. Where is the faith that is operating in that circumstance that shows you on the other side that you're free? Remember, when you're talking about the joy of the Lord, you're talking about the strength that you need to rest in that God got you. He's not going to put this in his word and not be a God of his word. You got to learn to work the word. Instead, we have allowed for it to power over us. And guess what? Facing the same issue from yesterday, facing the same issue from 3 years ago, facing the same issue from 10 years ago, have you not got sick and tired of that? You got to step into the peace and the rest and the joy of God. You got to step into his arms and let him care for you and take care of that thing. When we begin to take authority over the lives God has privileged us to have, you got to take authority over that thing. You're not finna come and disturb my joy, devil. You're not finna come and disturb my peace. You have no power or authority. We let him have too much in the power and authority over us and beat us down with it day after day with the same thing. Instead of you getting up and starting to get your praise on, your worship on, you start to, what the Bible said, if you ain't got no joy, leap for it. Do you know what leaping means? It don't just mean just jumping up and down in one spot like a jumping jack. That means, hey, you get your whole full dance on if you got to, in order to place your spirit into another realm, get out of the earthly realm with all these cares and get over into the heavenly realm where there's joy. We are too quick to say, you know, what something is, you know, what's that old saying? Say, well, it is what it is. No, it ain't. Not when you're talking about the promises of God. It can be one thing, but God has other. Yes, it is what it is that, you know, I have heart disease, but it ain't what it is because God said I'm healed. Yeah, it is what it is that those kids, you know, are you know, out there in the streets, but it ain't what it is because he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Yeah, it is what it is that you might be in debt right now, but no, it ain't what it is because he said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. So stop letting your worldly facts be final and put your faith over into another realm where it's not final. He said it is finished, but no, it's not finished in that type of way. You got to stop looking so much at the facts of things and start getting into another realm of the faith of it. I want my joy back. We got to keep stepping into the joy. We gotta every day, every morning, you have to get up and you have to find gratitude. You have to find thankfulness. You have to, you know, just express yourself to God, your appreciation for who he is and what he's done. That right there should already start the joy wheels turning. Whew, what that old song said, I just felt that joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Man, as I said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, man, my soul cries out. Even if my mind don't want to, my body don't want to, my soul cries out for me and makes a boast in the Lord. So now step two, enjoy. Step two, you have to have a better outlook on life. You got to, again, if you're waking up every day to the same problems and the same issue, that means you're waking up to the same view of your life. You're not seeing it any differently. That's what I mean as far as you have to go into the to your faith realm and see yourself healed, see yourself married, see yourself with a new job, see yourself with that business, see yourself preaching and teaching the things of God, see yourself traveling, see yourself starting that ministry. You got to have a better outlook on life than what you're looking at right now. You might need to change the furniture around a little bit. You've probably been looking at that too long too. You got to have a better outlook. Romans 12 and 11 says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fever, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Do you know why we don't have joy? Because we're always negative. You got to have a better outlook on your life. Stop even listening to negative people. They will make you have, you listen, I'm, Jesus, let me slow down. You can be having a great day and you call negative Nancy and it will change on you in less than 30 seconds. Okay, you got to stop talking to people that don't have a good outlook on their own life. Let alone having some positivity or some life to speak into yours. Listen, I always have to tell off on myself, okay? So in 2020, I did this review and inventory of my life. So every year I try to do this review and inventory. And for the longest, I was getting sick and tired because when doing the review and inventory, I was always seeing the same thing, basically. So what I did this year, you know, I would always ask, what did you do this year? What did you accomplish this year? What went wrong? Did you learn anything from it? But what I found out is that I still had too much bitterness in me, deep down in me. My outlook on everything, every day, was an outlook of us always expecting the worst. Always. I listen, if the phone rang, I just expected the worst, that it was a call for the worst. If anybody had anything, I just always was expecting the worst. It felt like I've already had worse in my life. Where could better even be? So therefore, that's the outlook that I had. And so, and proving, listen, and as they say, I could prove and justify why. Because again, all I did was have an outlook of my past. All I had was an outlook on previous situations. I never changed that scene or that video or that movie or whatever you want to call it in my mind. I never changed that perspective in my mind to look at something different. I just kept looking at the same old thing. And again, I could justify why I had that attitude. And so I walked through the house one day and I had a real good hard talk with myself. A lot of y'all need to do that. Write that down. Have a good, hard, truthful, I mean true, ugly talk with yourself. Quit lying to yourself. Quit even holding it back. And so I said, you're going to stop this. Now that's enough. We're not going to complete 2020. This was halfway through 2020. We're not going to live the rest of this year how you've been living for the last 48 years and 8 months. We're not going to do this. I'm tired, and I hope self is tired too. And so when I got done with that, I chose to have a better outlook on things. It was very hard at first because, again, what possibly could I have to look forward to? I get up, I go to work, I come home, I go to bed. What more could I look? Okay, I could sit up there and be like, okay, I want to look at a vacation and all this. No, I just started looking at small things that's real. I got a ministry in me. So I started looking for a better outlook on the first thing that I knew I could have a good outlook on, and that was ministry. Writing books, doing things like that I always wanted to do. Then I started having a different outlook on even the relationships that I have with my family or my friends. And like, you know what? They're not all for the worst. Everybody got their own lives. Everybody got their own problem situation. But I don't have to let that affect me. That was the problem. I'm letting your problems affect me. So I start having a different outlook on there. Just having to start a different outlook on just, you know, how I even view myself. You cannot walk in the joy and the freedom of God if you don't have a new outlook that he has already designed for you. And you get that through his word. What does God say about you? How does God look at you? So I know like around in about August, September, somewhere around there, I asked God to start teaching me his love. I'm like, you know what? Everything is based upon your love. And if I don't have the correct understanding of your love, I can't have the correct understanding of who I am. Because your love shows me the love that I'm supposed to have for myself and for others. So God began to show me and teach me his love. So I had, 49 years and whatever else. Sometimes you got to go back to things that you think that you might have an understanding on and go back and say, you know what, just wipe all that clean. I probably did not have good examples at home on love. I probably did not have good examples on, you know, how to be debt free. I probably didn't have. So God, wipe away everything that I know about relationships or love or finances or how to run a business. Wipe all that and teach me. You got to humble yourself before God in order to be able to know that God got you. Like I said, that's the joy of God. God got me. But you don't even believe that God got you because, again, you haven't went to him with the problems or the weak areas that you have. You want to play to your strengths all the time and not take care of your weakness. You can't do that either. That's a whole nother teaching. But you choose to have a better outlook. And you change your attitude. You have to just do one small thing at a time. Change your outlook, change your attitude, and know that God got you. Because that's where I'm trying to get your mind to, is to rest in God. When you rest in God, then you sit there and you have a smile on your face. And when you don't really have nothing to smile about, but you can still smile. You can still laugh. You're like, how are you laughing and you got all these problems and situations? Because God got me. That's why. So y'all ready to step into the joy of the Lord for real? So let's see. Step number three. You got to get your prayer and your praise on. Ooh, listen. Let me tell you about that prayer and that praise. Every morning when God started waking me up early, I said, okay, God, I'm going to start devoting this time to you prayer time, praise time, worship time. Do you know that that time in the morning has now turned into all day? All day, sometimes I just got on the praise music. I'm praising when I'm working out. I got the praise music on. Then when I come back in the house, I turn it back on and got the praise and the worship music on. All day long, it will turn into prayer and praise. When you in prayer and praise like that, you can't think on anything negative. Oh, my God, when you in praise, prayer, and worship, how can you think on anything negative? Because it takes you to a place in God, again, that you know he loves you. He cares for you. He's concerned about you. He's taking care of that for you. That's what it does. So in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. You got to stop being silent to God. You run your mouth to everybody else. Why not talk to God? You sit there and again, your song can come on or this, that, and the other. You'll bop and dance to everything else, but you won't get your praise off. The word just said to, you got to tell and thank him. When you do that, you'll have peace beyond your own understanding. The presence of God will come and fill the room or where you at when it comes to praise, prayer, and worship. I get joy out of that. I get so much joy out of the presence of God. I love knowing that he's with me and he's around me. I love hearing his voice, or I love seeing his presence, or just the glory fill the room. I get so much joy out of that. And days that I don't feel that, I'm going back in my mind checking, did I cast all my cares? Did I pray? You know, did I commit sin? Or, you know, not saying it's always that God is not there because of those things, but when you get so used to it and when you can rest in that, you will make sure that you do what you need to do to maintain that. When you step into the joy of the Lord, just that word right there, when I say the word joy, it should start moving something in you. You should start feeling something, because the joy is that he got you. The joy, again, is that he is concerned about everything that you're concerned about. How else can you have the joy of the Lord? You have to give him your all. You have to give him your all. Even if, you know, Malachi 3 and 10, it started off, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, and I will open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And I know that's talking about tithes, but do you know if you give God your all, he will still open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing? He's looking for you to sacrifice to him. You have to understand that because you keep withholding from God is why you probably don't have joy. We do that so well. I'm teaching on a series at Spirit and Truth Ministries called Trust in God. In God we trust, and we trust God for some things, but we don't trust God for all things. We trust God when we want to trust God, and then don't trust God when we don't want to trust God. We so wishy washy when it comes to things, and we wonder why our relationship with God is not stable. We wonder why we are up one day and down the next day, because you are not consistent in what it is that you're giving God your all. You're not consistent in your faith walk. You're not consistent in your trust. You're not consistent in casting, again, your cares upon you. You're not consistent. You want to work it out. You want to handle it. You want to fix it. You want to do it. You want to see it. You want to know it. You want to understand it. Oh, my goodness, we are some very nosy people in God's business. He's not going to give you all that. That's why he gave you joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. What? Some? No. All? A little? No. All? And when you need to do that? Now. You need to count it all joy. When various things come up against you, like, how? I just told you how. Have faith. You got to have faith. You got to give him your all. You got to have a different outlook if you want that type of joy. Bring you all your cares. Listen, let me just give you this breakdown of exchange. Maybe you can understand it this way. Bring him all your cares and he will give you peace. All. Bring him all. You only get the peace when you bring all. Bring him all your heavy burdens and I will give you light burdens. Ooh. Bring him all your doubts and I will give you the portion of faith that you need to even start. Do you not hear this exchange? Bring him all your fears and I will give you power to cast out fear. Bring him all your sins and I will give you a robe of righteousness. You don't have joy because you're not giving him your all. You only want to give him some and again parts and portions of it. And you wonder why every day you're still walking in misery. You're walking in depression. You're walking feeling defeated. You're walking feeling like the world is against you and all your friends done left you. You're walking around feeling like this is never going to change. It's always going to stay the same. And the only reason why I can talk to you like this is because I lived it. And now I'm free from it. Praise and thank God. Every single day, I'm not even going to go there, but let me tell you, that's a very dark place to be in. It's a place of so much uncertainty, but again, you're only uncertain because you're leaning to your own understanding. You're trying to figure your own way out, find your own way out. Well, if it was just this, then maybe I could, or if it just was that, then maybe I could. You still have justifiable excuses as to why you just won't give up all. It wasn't until I gave up all. And listen, I had bags and bags and bags of all. I kept dumping stuff on God. Here you can take this, and here you can take that, and here you can have that. I don't even want to see that no more. And you can have that, and come, and you know what? Why? Just send a whole U-Haul truck and just come get it all. I will bag it up for you. Come get it all. It wasn't until I laid out and cried to God and I gave him my all that then I started experiencing the joy of his presence, the joy of his peace, the joy of his love, the joy of just seeing manifestation of my prayers, the joy of being able to even look outside and start enjoying the birds and the trees again. Good God Almighty. Some of y'all be mad in the morning when the birds is chirping. You ain't got no joy, baby. The joy of the beauty of him and the beauty of his creation. But you have to give up all. Bring ye all your weaknesses and I will give you strength. That's how you step into the joy of the Lord. That's how you get your joy back. Give up all that other stuff. Give it to him. I mean, listen, y'all know how we used to move back in the day with them hefty black garbage bags? Go ahead. Get you some hefty black garbage bag. Pack that stuff up and take it to God. Because look at it right now. Let me ask you a question. What is it doing for you right now with you holding on to it? How is it benefiting you in your life right now, with you holding on to it? Where do you see a new horizon or a new beginning in your own strength with you holding on to it? You can't, can you? Give it to him so you can smile again. Give it to him so you can feel again. Give it to him so you can laugh again. Give it to him so you can feel all of his presence again. Give it to him so you can walk around, not in an arrogant way, but you can walk around just knowing God got you. Without a care in the world, God got this. Oh, that's the issue for you? Oh, well, let me tell you about my God who specializes in issues, because that's who I give all mine to. We got to have faith. We got to have a different outlook, and we got to give them all. That's why I say we're not doing this in 2021. Whatever happened back then, happened back then. Nope. I need you tonight when you get on your knees in your prayer time, I need you to start dropping off them garbage bags. Because I need you to see yourself better. I need you to see yourself healed. I need you to see yourself prosperous. I need you to see yourself, you know, in your breakthrough, in your deliverance. I need you to see yourself, your family healed and your body healed. I need you to see yourself in the things and your dreams. I need you to see yourself in your purpose. How about that? Sorry. I need you to see yourself in your purpose and what God has called you to do. And you know I've been one that always talks, stop trying to qualify yourself for something you won't never qualify for. He said, those I called, I qualified. Quit trying to qualify yourself for it anyway. See yourself in it. See yourself in it. Yes, with your raggedy tail, see yourself in it. We don't want to look because we think that we're wrong for seeing ourselves in something that we feel that we're so bad and so sinful and this, that, and the other. You have a God that made you righteous in his sight by the washing of the blood of Jesus. No, I shouldn't, you know, dream about, you know, that new home because, you know, yeah, my credit is this and that, whatever. You better see yourself in it. Kingdom. Do you know access? I'm going to talk about that one day. I'm studying that now, and it's probably going to be a bit till I get that done. But do you know what kind of access you have to the things of God when you're in kingdom mindset? And kingdom mindset is, God takes care of everything for me. I wait on the directions and instructions to work the will and the work that he has given me of the situation. I don't move without God. He has to be your all and everything. So if you want to get in on this conversation, I just had a little short encouraging message for you. Dial 1. And we can talk about it, encourage you some more, but I really want us to rest in the freedom of God this year, in the freedom of knowing that if he kept you in 2020, he got you in 2021 and beyond that. God's hand is still in the earth realm, but we have to go to the heavenlies. And say, in heaven, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you even know how it is in heaven? That's that part of kingdom principles I'll teach one day. So dial 1, if Pastor E is on, get in on the conversation on stepping into the joy of the Lord. I just bless and thank God for him teaching me this and giving me that turnaround and change in my life. When I laid out all, when I learned what faith actually does and is supposed to do, when I actually had to start having a better outlook and looking at things differently, not expecting the worst. It's okay to expect the best. It's okay to expect the best. You expect that when you go to a restaurant and you expect that for service. You know, you expect for them to prepare your food properly and how you want it and bring it out with a smile and all that other good stuff. And, you know, you don't expect that out of food, but you don't expect that out of God. It's okay. Especially, you know, and I know I can only speak for me being a mother, but, you know, single mothers, we always feel that it's selfish for us to even think on anything for our own self, because we should always be about our kids. No, babe, it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to want better. It's okay to think better. It's okay to see yourself better. It's okay to do better.
it's okay.
I give you permission. God gave you permission first, but if you need to hear from me, I'll give you permission. Like, man, I get to have that? Yeah. You do. So, I'm trying to see if Pastor E is on.
Yeah, Pastor E is right here. I tell you, you said two mighty things. I just want to touch in on. First of all, you said when your worship turned in from just you setting time in the morning to going all day. That was a dynamic statement. And then also, when you're in worship, you don't have to look for God. I'm going to say that again. When you're in worship, you don't have to look for God. Well, first of all, when you know how to turn your worship into your lifestyle, you know that worship is relationship with God. And then John will confirm it for you in 23. It says, but the hour is coming and now is. When? Now is. Girl, I've been running trying to do some work. I had to stop. And now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in sin and truth. But here's the hyphen. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. See, all you got to do is get in worship. God's looking for you. You don't have to say, see, now praise opens up the heavens. Praise lets him know you're making noise, but worship lets him know you're available. Well, you're not entering into him. He's entering into you. So if and this is the word. It says, for the Father is seeking such. So I mean, when I lift my hands, he's automatically coming because he's seeking such that will worship him. And then the most dynamic part about that is that worship is not making noise. Worship is relationship, extravagant respect to God, reverence offered to a higher being, meaning that you don't have a word to say, you don't have a song to sing, but you have a position of worship, meaning God is the most important. And whatever song he puts on, you get off on. Whatever word he gives you, you preach on. Whatever whatever vision he gives you, you run with it.
That's it. Do you know I sit in silence? I have sat here in silence and just in his presence for minutes and hours. And like you said, and you'll hear it could be one word. My word the other day was perspective.
One word.
And I had to look up perspective.
My
and
word
research
was position.
And perspective is how you look at things.
Don't worry about folks. Are you in position? I'm in position. And then I'm going to close this and open the lines for anybody else. Then you said that if God has already done it, you don't have to wait for it. You got to speak it. I am a child of God. Don't you know I've already declared it in heaven? The angels are rejoicing. The heavens are opening up for my worship because I'm a child of God. Then you could turn around and say, you know, I am successful. I'm successful in finishing books. I'm successful in being to work on time. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm successful at being early to work. I'm successful for being there when nobody else will stay. I'm successful at doing whatever it takes for me to be successful. There's a word that's been, I'm not just saying this because some people have been transparent with me, but in 2021, I have heard more requests for prayers against migraines. I've heard more requests for prayers about migraines. Now, some of you may have migraines for the longest. You just didn't call me early enough. Some of y'all just been experienced because we're in a isolated, confined situation. You got to understand that the mind needs to grow. The mind needs to rest, but the mind also needs to be in worship. If you're dealing with a situation and that word migraine is coming up, I dare you to worship. Don't make no noise. Just get in a quiet place. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I worship you. If you're dealing with a situation and you asking me to pray for you on court, I dare you to go to the Lord and worship and say, Lord, I ain't worried about none of that. I'm just going to worship you. Watch him fix it for you. And then there's that person out there that's sick. And Pastor Valores, I know you know it from your region, because I'm going to tell you from my region. Death is rampant in our land. They're blaming it on the virus. I'm blaming it on the enemy. He is to kill and to steal and to destroy, and he's winning right now. Because we're not praying enough, we're not slaying enough, and we're not believing enough. If you want to know how to do that better, lift your hands and say, "Lord, I worship you." And I'm gonna leave it there. You see, when you motivate me, I'm gonna preach a little mini sermon. Thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah, you have to, because you know another thing too, for those that worship and praise and you make it your lifestyle. Do you know, Pastor E, all through the night, all I hear is songs playing? Making it my lifestyle and a choice, I don't have dreams like that or the bad dreams like that or anything. All I hear is music playing all through my head. I'll be having remixes going on.
For me, it's a nudge. It's a nudge. Be like, get up.
No, I'm just talking about in your sleep. You know what I'm saying? Your sleep is peaceful because God is playing the same music you've been playing all day. He plays it back to you in your sleep. So your mind is on him even when you sleep.
About 3 in the morning, I get a nudge. Come on. You say you want to wake up in me. You say you want to get up in me. You want to move in me. Get up. And I get up. And I tell you, there's so much joy in obedience. Amen. Pastor... Minister, my brother, entrepreneur, all those things, and advocate, Pastor James Hudson is live on Women Speak Now with Pastor Valores. Come on in, bro.
Hey, how we doing, brother? I was just passing through, man, and yeah, we blessed, man. I'm multitasking over here, typing on computers, but I was sitting here listening to the sister. Teach this afternoon. I'm telling him I knew there had to be a reason God kept me this way, because you know, boy, sometimes we can get a little fuzzy there. And she was hitting you. I said, see. I said, I already know how come you sent me this way. I already know when it's just good to know that other people know what it takes to capture God's attention, man. And that's why you sent me this way. I know that. That's why he said, see, you ain't the only one that be going through stuff, James. You need to pay attention. Because the sister was really hitting it out of the park. I mean, with just me, and she's just so calm and cool, collected. But I'm just sitting here just a minute. I said, you know, it really gets to me when I know that she was talking about how she prays all day long. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this a couple of times when I've been on here that, you know, sometimes even today when I was riding around, I just a little conversation that you can have with God that just really makes your day, and people don't understand that. The more that you do that, the closer you get to God. And that, to me, is the key to success for anything. And I mean, like, anything. And it's not like I tell people, like, you know, like you got to sit there and get on your knees at night and have this long prayer with God. No. You really want to have a relationship with God, just tell him you love him all throughout the day. I just make it a habit of just saying that to myself, saying it out loud, saying whatever. God can't turn his back on that. You have to know how it ain't a game, but if it was a game, you would have to know how it was played. And because the more you call on God, and I don't care, and I learned this way back a long time ago, that's the best way to capture God's attention, is to talk to him. And no matter what you're going through, and the other thing, one of the things that she was saying, you know, faith without works is dead, and that is so true. You know, you've heard me say that before too. You know, God's saying do something. You got to do something. You just can't be asking me for stuff and don't do nothing. It don't work that way. Everybody wants to win the favor of God, but it's for those that actually get out and do something that prove that they have a love of God for other people. That's how you impress God. It's like we don't understand how we need to impress God, what it takes to impress God. And it starts with having a relationship with it. That's where it starts. If you really want, you know, because anybody can get on their knees every 2 months and say a prayer or something like that. But when you constantly calling on the name of God, he can't ignore that. That's his word. He is not going to ignore that. He can't. He cannot. We've got to start understanding God's word. See, and he said, no, challenge me off of my own word. That's what you need to do. I have to swear on my own words. If I promise you something, or if I promise it to you, then it means it is going to come to pass. If I promise, because I already know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know what's going to happen, but I already know. And now it may not come when you want it to come. You may be thinking, oh, Lord, this has been taking 6 months, or this took a year, or this took 10 years. Or you told me that 10 years ago. He said, yeah, I told you 10 years ago, but I didn't tell you when I was going to give it to you. I just told you I was going to give it to you. You the one that gave up on it, but I'm going to stay on my word. See, you the one that gave up on it. I didn't give up on it. You gave up on it. That's why it took me so long, because you gave up.
Well,
so I don't
want
to get going on this, but I just wanted to say I was real. I needed that. I needed that at the right time, at the right, you know, I always know when God sends me that way to hear a word. And I just sat here quietly, just listening to the sister. And I said, yeah, I said, thank you, Lord. I know. I'm guilty. I got it. Because he's like, you know better. You already know it, but I'm going to go ahead and send it your way anyway. Since you ain't listening to me, I'm going to let somebody else say it to you, then you'll know it's coming from me. So.
Well,
amen.
See, that's the power of God. That is the power of God.
Let me let somebody else tell you. Since you don't want to listen to me, I'm going to let somebody else tell you. So just, you know, dial his number, and somebody is going to tell you what I want you to know. What you already know, but they're going to, they just confirming it.
It's
going
to give you some confirmation. You
just
need a little bit
have.
Of confirmation tonight.
Here's your confirmation. You got to have confirmation. I've proved to you so many times. I've proved to you who I am, what I would do. And but since you just oh, you know, you're in la-la land, let me just reiterate it so you went, oh, well, maybe that ain't none of God. But okay, let me just let somebody else tell you.
All right. Amen.
Then you can go on by
that God.
Then you can go on and do like I told you to do. Since you didn't want me to tell you, let somebody else tell you. So I appreciate you telling me, sister. I needed that. So I got it. So I go on back to
awesome. God bless you.
Bless you, man.
I can get back on the battlefield. Yeah. Okay, guys. You guys be blessed. I love you guys.
Look, he say I can get back on the battlefield now and go harder.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Bless you, James. We love you, man. We love you. Minister Terry,
Take care, come on in.
Let's talk about it on Women Speak Now.
Praise God and praise all glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Valores, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome word, my sister. I want my joy back. When you were saying that back, because you got to think about it. You know the joy. But some people haven't even received the joy of God. You know what? I read something today. It said, what a joy it is to be free. And I added on there, in Christ Jesus. Because
right.
Yes, glory be to God. You know, this is our walk in Christ. It is a faith walk. We have faith in him that he's going to wake us up, but we're going to see tomorrow. I always say we have faith when we go to the light, we cut the switch on, we have faith God has provided for that light to come through the resources. I love what you said. Just praise God for everything he has created. I love what you said. Praise God for hearing the birds sing. I have one outside my window. When we're sharing the word of God, he just get excited and chirping. And you know what? I'm just so full of joy right now because I was on a broadcast earlier before our broadcast. It was on with Evangelist Valentine, and the Lord had put in my spirit this: we should rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And give thanks to the Lord and to God in everything, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. It's like times like now, some of us, we want to pick and choose. We have to think in the good circumstances and the bad. I'm saying these things because to this date, on the 14th, 5 years ago, we lost our baby sister. Right about this time, we was on the Women Speak Now broadcast with Pastor E and Minister Michelle. We got the devastating news. But faith in God, not faith in myself, not faith in man, but faith in God, that's what sustains us. That's what's been keeping us through everything. Like you said, people, like Pastor E said, and I know in Wisconsin and all over, people are dying to this COVID. But our faith in God, because we know if he calls us home, if it's his time and his will, we're in him. So it's always been faith in who you serve. I love you and I appreciate this, but I'm just getting so much confirmation from the Spirit to rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice always.
said, as we crossed over into 2021, I'm not going to complain. I refuse to. I'm going to rejoice
over circumstances.
No, I'm going to rejoice over circumstances because I know he wants the best for all of us. So I like this.
Yes.
I want my joy back. You preached this word, my sister. Faith in God. Love you and appreciate you.
Amen.
Glory
love you
God.
Too, sister.
Praise God for you, sister. Amen.
Praise him. Amen. Keep your joy
back.
I'm
glad she said that. I'm really glad she put it that way because a lot of people think that you praise God when you got a blessing. You really should be praising God when you're going through hell. I'm going to leave that
right.
alone. That's another
praise
message
God.
Altogether. I'm gonna leave that one alone. Pastor Anthony Luckett, come on in, man. This is Women Speak Now with Pastor Valores.
Amen. Praise God. Bless you, Pastor E, and everybody on the line. Bless you, Pastor Brooks. Every time she speaks, she's gonna teach you something. You're gonna learn something, and she's gonna have you leaving, going to take an inventory of yourself. And that's the spirit of God moving in her because she's a preacher and she's a teacher in her own right. And just when you think you've got it all together, God sends Pastor Brooks. Then you got to get off the line, like the other preacher saying. Nah, I got to go pray. I got to go look at myself. You know, Pastor, you was all in my Sunday service, and because I was telling them to expect greater, and I too said people were quick to look at the negative things and speak those negative things, you know, and we need to start, you know, walking according to the kingdom and walking in the spirit. So you were in my personal business as well when you start talking about the house. So, you know, it's such a great lesson, such a great lesson. And to get in our joy back, we hold on. The reason why some cannot get their joy back is, like you said, they're just holding on. Too many things that are negative, and they won't let them go. There's no room to get that joy back. And I like, you know, you use those garbage bags, and you just start giving stuff to God, and that's what we need to do, you know. And once we start giving those things to God, then we can make room for that joy, you know, for Him to give us our joy back, to instill that joy in us, and you know. Scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you know, so we should be, as believers, we should always have joy in the midst of no matter what we're going through. We still should have joy, and I'm reminded of David, you know, he encouraged himself, you know, and God will give us that joy, that encouragement, if we so seek it, if we trust Him. Lean and depend upon Him and keep our eyes upon Him and stay focused on Him. And in the midst of, thank you, Lord, in the midst of what we may be going through, we still can have that joy. You have your situations, but you still have joy.
Amen.
That's because of the Christ,
yes, Lord,
that's in you, the Lord that's in you, the anointing that's on your life. Amen. You know who you are and who you are, and when many of us get a grasp of who we are and whose we are in Christ, you know, it'll change our lives a lot. So God bless you, sister. I thank you for the message on tonight, and I love you and I appreciate you.
Bless you, Pastor Lucky. Love
Amen.
You too.
I thought he was I thought I was the only one that caught the hefty bag part. I see Pastor Anthony was also listening to the hefty bag part. I caught that too. We used to move in hefty bags. We didn't even need no box.
Right.
We put it all in one bag. And went from this place to that place. Oh, y'all don't know about
right.
that story. We're going to leave that one alone. Stop it. You're telling too much. I got a word for you. The word is mega. No, Pastor Anthony. No, no, for you too. As a matter of fact, for you too. For all of us that are leaders and pastors and shepherds, the word is mega. And I think Pastor Anthony drew this because I was listening to one of his videos, and people on the outside may say, you know, you only got these many members, you should do this and this. Well, I wanted to share a story, and I'm going to be real quick. But about a year ago, you know, I'm more out in the streets, out in the and doing, you know what I do. I don't have to explain it again. But our congregation online is big, but in person, 20, sometimes 10, sometimes 2, sometimes 50. It goes up and down. And a young man came in one day, and we were sitting there talking about ministry and stuff. Like, he said, bro, man, you got the real mega church. I said, wait a minute, what? He said, man, you got the real. He was so excited. He said, you got the real mega church, man. You got people nobody see. Changed my whole perspective about mega. Changed my whole perspective about mega. And I wanted to share that with you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Valoris, and all my other covenant pastors and leaders, is that don't worry about who the people you see in front of you. Think about the people you're touching. That's your mega.
Amen.
I didn't understand it at first either. I had to go to the Lord in prayer. I said, he called me a real mega pastor. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, they coming. He said, no, they ain't coming. They still out there. Well, you go reach them and you go find them and you wake them up and push them in their purpose. And no, they don't come back to you. They go in their purpose. And I was like, wow, that's real mega ministry. So if that is encouraging to anybody out there, please run with this right now. And to know it's not about what you see in front of you, but the ones you know you're touching. Oh, my God.
That's oh, right.
Wow.
Amen.
That's the word from the Lord.
Amen.
That's a word from
that's
the Lord.
Right
oh,
there.
My God. That's deep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I know you have dialed one, called in twice. You are live on Women Speak Now with Pastor Valoris.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Prophetess Valoris, Pastor Valoris. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Evangelist. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed on purpose, my sister.
Amen.
But Liz, I came in because I had been on the line early because I goes on every Thursday on the God and Life Ministry at 7 o'clock Central Time, my time. And I don't know what it is y'all time. But anyway, as I came in the bedroom and got my phone, I was listening at you talking about joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to
yes,
give
ma'am.
You a shout out for that. I love it. I preached on it before myself a couple of times. And you was ministering on the word joy. And you know what, my sister?
Yes.
Only somebody, the only somebody can steal our joy. It's the enemy. And I could.
Right.
Is it Pastor Lucky? I think I heard him mention David, but I was waiting for him to come on with it. When David, the only way you can get your joy back, yes, the devil goes to try and steal your joy. But the only way you can get this joy back is to do like David did. When David cried out to God, he had slept with Bathsheba, lust after her, taking a shower. And David went for a time holding that repentance in his heart. And one day, David decided, I know what I need to do. I need to repent because I need my joy back.
Mm-hmm.
I need to repent because I need my joy back. Yes, you can lose your joy, but you can get it back by crying out to God.
Yes.
Cry out to him and say, restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Yes.
And don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
Amen.
Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Call on it. Whatever. And watch your joy. You're going to get your joy back. You're going to get it back. And I thought that was such an awesome topic you brought tonight. Joy. David did it. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's what we got to do to get the joy back. Cry out to God. You can't get it back from man. Only from God.
Only from God.
And I want to say I love you, my sister, and I thank God for your joy. Condo joy. Joy.
Come on.
Joy, 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 joy.
Ooh, five people just took off running. Stop. Don't run into yourself tonight.
Yes.
Don't run into nothing. That's what joy brings. That unspeakable joy. You can't explain it.
And I want to thank you,
Pastor
Valora, for bringing that word tonight on joy.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. And I want to say this, I never said it to you before. I love you, my sister.
Love you too, Evangelist.
And guess what? Guess what? Jesus loves you too. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Well, watch this. Let me help you a little bit. Watch this.
Yes.
Jesus loves you more. No, Jesus loves you more.
Yes.
What you talking about?
Good night, everyone.
We bless you, Evangelist. God bless you always. Bless us. I want anybody else out there to know that the Guiding Light Ministry is they're friends of ours. As a matter of fact, Evangelist Virginia ended up on that network through a mutual call between the programmers there. So it is something that pushes the word, that goes in the word, even though you don't hear me on there anymore. I think I was on there about 6 months. But it's still a dynamic network that is spreading the word, the word of life, the word of the gospel. And know that, you know, she's on at 5-7 her time, she's off, and then our show starts. So it still kind of works out, and everything can come into place. But thank you, woman of God. We bless you. We continue to be praying
thank
for you and your ministry in Bright Rouge, and we know God is moving rapidly in what God has called you to do.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is, and thank you,
Amen.
Man of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. All right, look, we went past our normal hour time limit. There may be one person on here tonight you just can't hang up because you're going through something. It may be that one person out there that said, you know, you thought you were in a relationship with God, but we start talking about all this intimate stuff and worship, and you feel like you're lost. Dial one right now. We're not going to let go until then. And then that one person that doesn't even know what we're talking about, but there's something inside of you boiling and you're feeling excited and you're like, I've never felt this way before. That's the Spirit of God moving through our communication to tell you that Jesus is real. Dial one. We want to help you. And you don't have to talk loud on the line. We can take you in the green room or have you come live. Dial one right now. We want to definitely adhere to that. And if it's just one person out there that needs prayer, healing, deliverance, transformation, agreement, you can dial one too. Amen. Let the church say amen. Pastor Valores, God bless you. You have administered the word. You lit it up. You see, you got us all ready to preach. I know you already know it's a good one when you got everybody ready to preach, right? So we tag teaming up in here. We bless you. We're constantly praying for spirit and truth. We know God is doing supernatural just words we can't even see. I couldn't even get a word out right then because I see what God is doing and your consistency to continue on. And that word was for you too. Don't think about what you see in front of you. Think about who you're really touching and continue forward because it's easy to give up. I was just sharing this the other day with the wake up, get up movement is that, we got a natural about 100. But if you go over here and listen to dude that's holding his ear and shouting, he got 1,000. You go over here and listen to dude over here that's talking about lies and cheating, he got 5,000. You think over here this dude that's preaching, saying, just come follow me and I'll lead you to the promise. He got 30,000 and then I got 100. It's sometimes it'd be like, is it worth it? It is. And it's not even for the 100. It's for the one. If one person tonight is leaving here different than you came, the Now Network, Pastor Valores Brooks and Spirit of Truth Ministries, Pastor Anthony Luckett, Minister Terry, all of the covenant partners, our job has been done for the one. And that's all that matters here. Amen. Going to pray us out of here, woman of God. Anything you need us to be in agreement with you with, anything going on with the ministry you want us to stand with you for, please let us know. We are here for that. Or anything you need us to ride with you on. We still your ride or die.
Everything is well. Like I said, just continue to pray for the ministry as we're growing. Thank you, praise God. You can always go on to my Facebook page. And again, God gave us a year-long teaching service in God We Trust. And the first week was the intro of trust and how to trust in God. Second week was why we should trust in God. And so we're going to keep going from there. So you can always, and God was in that place on Sunday with just a few that was there. But I thank him because, like you said, it's not about the hundreds, because I teach to change your thinking, because if I get your thinking to begin to change, then I know your life will begin to change. So I thank God for that direction. But other than that, everything is all as well. So we'll pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this word, God. We thank you and praise you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you, God, that we count it all joy. We thank you, God, that we can leap for joy. We thank you, God, that joy is always around us, God. So whenever we feel we don't have it, all we have to do is just reach up and grab it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that person right now, Lord, that still feels that they don't have joy and they have no way of seeing their way out, God, I'm asking that you touch their hearts and their minds right now. I'm asking that the peace of God and the presence of God surround them right now, Lord, and fold your arms around them, Lord. Let them feel you, oh God, Lord, to know that joy starts from your love, Lord. And when they receive your love, God, when they receive your forgiveness, oh God, they will receive your in your spirit, God. They will receive your joy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So open up your heart and your mind right now to receive God in the name of Jesus. Let him come in and saturate you. Let him come in and begin to work on working you. Let him come in and begin to change things, remove things, take out things. Let him come in, because then you will begin to feel the joy. Joy can't come in when you're so full of other things. And God wants to come in and do that right now for you in your life, right where you are. So God, I thank you for touching that person right now. I thank you, God, for reaching out to them, God. I'm thank you, oh God, that this year, Lord, we're going to walk in joy. We're going to talk in joy, Lord. Everything is about your joy, your goodness, your Lord. We're just going to show you gratitude and gratefulness in all things, God.
We agree,
in the mighty name of
Jesus,
because we always say tomorrow is not promised, so there's no sense of walking around negative today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Family, we love you guys. We thank God for your consistency and your willingness to always support what God is doing here on the Now Network, and it's not being unseen. And we know God is pleased with you because he's pleased with me. Woo! You liked that, didn't you? Amen. We love you guys. God bless you. Be blessed.
Good
night. And don't you know who paid it all?
Jesus paid it all.
You might not have ever heard this song before, but check this out. Wes Morgan.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet. In your sight, could barely breathe, could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life, and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You played it all. In exchange for the blood, you I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting life.
God bless you. Love you. Wake up. Get up. Move in your purpose tomorrow, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 noon Pacific. It's going down.